Okay, so allow me to introduce myself. I'll also be presenting. I'm Daniel Urda. I'm a GIS developer for Essensys Software. So, and today I'll be presenting the way we integrated the Power BI and OpenLayers in order to create some novel visualization for big data. Okay, so first, some words about my company. We are a Romanian company. We built a custom integrated solution for both business and institutional clients. Our expertise is mostly with proprietary software like Microsoft's, but in the last few years we also have expanded toward open source solutions, and we also have a dedicated mobile and GIS departments. So, let me start with the overview of my presentation. I'll first present Power BI for those familiar with it, and we also the challenges we faced when integrating open layers with Power BI. And I'll end just by presenting some demos, live demos, for what we have developed. Okay, so Power BI and GIS. Power BI is it's a business analysis solution built by Microsoft. It's a proprietary solution. It allows users to easily explore and visualize data in a nice way. So it's very useful for business, for presentation and things like that. And most importantly, it now allows you to build custom visuals. So probably without the last point on my slide, there would admit this presentation. So the API is open, it allows everyone to contribute and then publish after being vetted by Microsoft in their store. Okay, so what we were searching for when we decided to develop a new visual. We already had some experience with Power BI. We had developed some visuals for it. We have used it in our solutions. And since we already have a GIS department, decided how to integrate GIS and Power BI. So our primary requirements was that any visual we develop was fully integrated in the Power BI environment. So it would look and feel like a native part of Power BI. And since we are dealing with big data, we wanted all our reports to be easily configured. So the usual way you do it in Power BI is an editor just edits a report and configures and publishes it. This wasn't enough for us. We wanted the configuration to be data driven. So you just change the data and the report also changes. And since after we explored creating this visual, we also had a client, a big UN institution, the World Health Organization, which had some very specific requirements because they are a UN, they must be neutral, so we had to show all disputed areas and disputed borders. It was a hard requirement. Also because they have data that goes back to the 1950s, I think, they had to show all historical evolutions when country appeared, disappeared. And also we had, the last one was initially nice to have some eye candy, but then we found out that clients like it very much, so we had charts on top of maps. Why we didn't use the current capabilities of Power BI? There are two types of visuals. There are native parts, the one developed by Microsoft, and other party of visuals. The native ones are quite limited in support. They only allow you to put points by coordinates, or otherwise you can geocode, but you have to use Bing's geocoders. And if you want to show a feature that Bing is not aware of, you cannot show it on the map. And of course, you had no custom geometries, so we couldn't show disputed areas and things like that. About third-party map visuals, there are several of them, mostly from big companies. The issue with them is that if you want to use your custom geometry, you have to pay some subscription to them, and we didn't want to be dependent on that. We want to host on our own geometries, on our own GIS services. So we basically decided to create one from the scratch. Okay. So a bit about custom visuals for map for Power BI. You had to develop in TypeScript. It's a typed version of JavaScript. Styling is done with less CSS. Fortunately, Microsoft allows you to use the Node for has provided some tools for compiling, for configuring the basic custom visual that you developed on top. And since you use NPM as a package manager, you can use most JavaScript libraries out there. So if they are published, there you can use it. A restriction for custom visual is that they all run in a sandbox iframe. If you are familiar with the browser security, a sandbox iframe has limited access to native API of the browser. And you can, if you want to access remote resources, you have to configure your server in order to allow course requests without a domain name. Okay. So the building blocks, we didn't use many technologies. So besides OpenLayers, projections, and D3 was the graphs on top of charts. We just used some polyfills. So it's mostly an open source stack besides the Power BI API, which is proprietary of Microsoft. So let's see how we dealt with the requirements I mentioned before. First, we had, as I mentioned, we wanted our visual to be fully integrated. So of course, it's easy with OpenLayers to just create some nice map. Setup is quite simple, but we wanted it to look and feel exactly like a native visual. So you have two examples. This is a very lightweight version of our visual. We had the usual OpenLayers interface. It's not styled much, but what it does is that it supports the two types of Power BI interaction. Power BI support allows you first to interact by highlighting. So once you select on a graph one data point, it highlights all graphs in the same report. So our map does support that. So once you click on one country, all other graphs on that page are highlighted to show that country. And also the second mode, it's filtering. It is, we are actually developed two visuals that are look the same but have this distinct functionality because the API doesn't currently allow you to switch from highlighting to filtering. Filtering simply means that you select one country and all other graphs on that page show data just for that country. So it's not highlighting, it's just filtering. And of course, in line with Power BI, you can select, you have multiple selections. So here we selected Belgium, Austria, and Greece. Okay. And this pretty much works like every other native Power BI visual. Regarding configuration, as I said, we wanted one visual to do a lot of custom styling and things like that. Usually, the native visuals have two or three fields. As you see, we have, I think, 18 fields. You can configure everything from the geometries, the data shown on pop-ups, the colors, how the coloring is done. So you have coroplet or categories. You can configure the language. We support the 6 UN languages because we worked for a UN institution. You can also decide directly from the data the order in which the legend items come in the map legends. And also, as you see, you can also introduce a base map. You can change even the projection. Is the last options entirely from the data. So you would configure the report just once, and afterwards you just change the data and the report changes. Okay, this is nice because unlike other visuals that you configure once and the user, the end user has no control, you can use the built-in functionality, the filters of Power BI, in order to allow the end user to customize the way he views the map. So, for example, you can here, the user can change the language, can change the data shown, the year, and the even the geometries. So here you can, there's a global map that you can show on for one continent at a time. Disputed borders, I said this was quite important for our client because they didn't want disputes to arise, so controversy from the way they show maps. So we had some areas, just Western Sahara, that it's an actual overlay of the, over the map. So whenever somebody hovers it or clicks over it, the interaction is blocked, so you just see not applicable. Of course, in all six languages. Also the same with borders. You see there are the different styling. The nice way with this is that the both borders and boundaries are consumed from another, from a JS service, a remote JS service. So if you want to change some disputes are solved, you just change the JS service. You don't have to reconfigure the report. So basically, it's that data driven. Okay. About historical evolution. As I said, we had data from the 1950s up till, I think we have estimates for the 2050. So the usual GIS way to do it is to use time-enabled services, but the problem is that time-enabled WMS, for example, it renders data on the server. In Power BI, all data is rendered on the client, so we had to make the geometries, we had to introduce an attribute that indicates whether a country is historical, like a Soviet Union, or present. So the historical countries are only shown if you have data for them. Otherwise, you see the present configuration. So, for example, in the map above, you can see Western Germany and Soviet Union. And in the one below, you can see there is already all that parts. The component parts have split, but for example, for Yugoslavia, since you don't have data for it in 1989, you see the current borders, not the past borders. Because as I said, the rendering is done on the client and we wouldn't know exactly what happened then. Okay, it is also, this is probably the only hard-coded part, so there are some disputed borders that have appeared in time. So there was Sudan before 2011. It split in 2011, and there's still a disputed area. So this is probably the single hard-coded part of our visual, because we had this issue with Sudan. Okay, and the charts on display on top of the maps. This also shows the fact that we can use different geometries. You are not required to only use the word geometries, you can change it. So here you have the charts out of Power BI. The pop-ups are integrated, so I had the same styling as default charts. You also had the in the legend with nice visual representation. And also here a show of different projections. This is a custom projection for showing Europe, so that it's an equal area projection, I think. And this projection is configured, as I said, from the data. This is in Arabic. If you notice, the map has gone from left to right to right to left in order to accommodate Arabic. Okay, Arabic in Europe is not that common, but just for show off. Okay, and a bonus, we found lacking in open layers. We had many countries, for example, Russia, the United States, and Fiji, Samoa, that crossed the 118 meridian. And when we zoomed into it, we just zoomed into the full world map. So we had created some algorithm that decides how to zoom by ignoring the meridians. So if you want to zoom, for example, I think New Zealand also has one island or two past the 180 meridian, you just actually look, you see correctly the New Zealand, and they are not hard-coded, so you can use any geometry and they'll still look right. Okay, so now let's see some live demos, as my colleague Florin Iosub has prepared them for you. So hopefully it will open in the same window or not. Okay, so this is the default Power BI interface that uses our the visual we have developed. It should be here once it loads. And these other parts are mostly built-in components. There's also an open source visual that we have used and improved in order to show animation. But that's not part of our visual, so only the map, it's our visual. You can change, as I said, since it's data-driven, you can change the colors. And I think the language, for example, let's see, French. So it should be all the map is in French, including the legend. I think so. We have the disputed areas, the disputed borders, and I'm not sure if you can change the geometry from this. Can you change the geometry, Florin?
No.
No, in the other one, okay. Okay, let's return to the, my mouse, where's my mouse? Here, and we have sorry, okay, and there's another demo that uses that shows pie charts. This is a different geometry, and here, okay. This is for, okay, so when you go, you have the legend here. You have one pop-up on the map and a different pop-up on the pie charts. Okay, so this is just like default pop-ups. I don't know if it's, okay. And here you can change the geometry, I think. Okay, so you want just by countries. Okay, so instead of administrative units, you get for the whole countries, and also get by change back to the geometries. If you notice, we still have the disputed areas because this should also be always be present. And you can filtering. This is how filtering works. So you get, I don't know, if you want to only see some regions. Of course, you can change the colors. This is for colorblind. So you have a colorblind. Okay, so here's a purple, apparently. So it's highly configurable. You can either do it on the when you design your report, or you can expose the configuration options to the user. Okay, so that. And it's my presentation. If you have questions. Okay.
Is it an open source solution? Do you publish it on GitHub?
We want to make it open source. We have an initial agreement from the UN institution, but they have to pass through legal clearance before we can make it open source. We hope we'd be able to publish it on GitHub sometimes.
So you also can't sell it?
We don't currently sell it, but I think we can sell it. I don't know. It's not me who can provide this information. I'm just the developers. Okay, in the back.
Okay, thanks for your presentation. I was wondering, there has been a leaflet plugin for Power BI, I think, a few years ago. Have you? But you started in OpenLayers. Was that the?
I don't. We first before starting, we just looked on it. I think there was a S3 plugin, a Mapbox plugin, but I don't remember a leaflet plugin. So
okay.
Probably it is not published in the store. Or
I don't know, but I just read a few lines about it. Perhaps somebody else knows about it.
When we started 1 year ago, we couldn't find anything that could fit all of our requirements, so beautiful. So there was another question. Back.
Nice presentation and thanks already. Maybe the last slide give it a bit the answer, but I'll try anyway. We are considering using Power BI and or Tableau because in a lot of cases, do you have any idea whether this kind of... I'll let you search whatever you're searching.
Let me, okay.
No worries. So do you have any idea whether there are some kind of customization capabilities in Tableau too, or do you know nothing about Tableau? I saw the Microsoft partner, so I can understand the answer could be no.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Didn't
thanks.
But I don't know if they have a custom API, probably we can do it, so it's not.
I tried seeing that we were. Okay. We had this same kind of question, but thanks.
It's okay. Any more questions? Okay, so finish it.